the rich and powerful and the poor, so they cannot rise out of their circumstances. But if you're pressured down all the time, if they're squeezing everything out of you that you don't even have, how are you going to rise up out of your poverty? So the rich grew richer and fatter at the expense of the poor. And even in the courts, there is no justice for the poor. They were guilty before they even tried, before they even were tried. They had no hope. Social, legal, religious justice was so tarnished that even the wise and prudent, who were in a position to affect changes, they thought it was better to keep quiet and say nothing. Thought it was pointless to try and persecute the guilty, rich, and prosperous, because the courts were corrupt. But in verse 12, the Lord said, I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. You see, nothing is hidden from God. Whether we do good, whether we do bad, God sees and knows. And recently in the news, if you remember, the people in Kenya, they rose up against the increased tax that the government was pressurizing them to pay. They couldn't afford food, clothes, their children's education. So where are they going to find the money for all this increased tax? So they rose up. And they cried out. And in India, people arose rising up in protest because women were badly treated, they were murdered, they were raped, and no one brought to justice. And especially the poor. The social injustice cried throughout the nations. And throughout the ages. And it's coming now to light about the atrocities caused by the recently deceased owner of Harrods against women. Because they looked to that position as a hope of coming out of their circumstances. They thought it gave them a hope of future. But it brought them pain. And that's what God, even as Christians, God is calling us today to stand up and pray about these things. To watch over one another, to care for one another, to look at one another's needs. Because that is the heart of God, that's the part of God. Who care about his people, and he desires that we care about one another too. So we see people risking their lives from their land of poverty and lack of hope to come to what they think is a better land. These are the refugees. They store up and borrow until they can afford the price that the wicked, devious, and greedy, uncaring persons charge to travel in unsafe boats, and many die at sea. Social injustice. But many of those that reach shore life are treated also badly. Or do we give God thanks and praise for the Christian organizations that are there to help them, and to guide them, and to direct them, and to channel them. And so from the time of Amos until now, how have mankind really changed? Have we really changed? Well, we have come far. And we have so many various groups and societies and charities which have made a great difference to so many lives. We must remember to bear them in our prayers. And our politicians, they try to meet the needs of their communities. They still come short. And the church is trying to help, but we have limited resources. But we're not limited in prayer. And God hears and answers prayers. A sense of good over evil, a willingness to go the extra mile. It is a hard thing, the heart of God. And so Paul said in Hebrews 4 that the word of God is alive. It is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and joints and marrow. The word of God is creative. It's precise, it's sure. It is living. It reaches the tiniest nerve cells, the tiniest of blood cells. It reaches to every area of truth, on righteousness, love, on forgiveness, hurt that's within us. It judges, the word tells us, the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. The word says nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. Our God is powerful and mighty, all-seeing and all-knowing. How we live our lives matters. How we look after one another matters. He said everything is uncovered. And it's laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. And yes, we're responsible and we have to give answers to our bosses, to family members, to our friends. But at the end of the day, nothing matters more than the one to whom we must all give the ultimate account. The Lord our God. Now, when I was growing up, we had a picture in our sitting room, and it's of the Sacred Heart. And I can remember the words vaguely. It said, "And God, the unseen guest, and he's the listener to every conversation." So when we are at home and we behave badly towards one another, and we wash our faces and our hands and we dress up nicely and we come out to worship, God sees and he knows. And you see, God desires that we draw closer to him. He wants a close relationship. And he wants to bless us so much. You know, he said, "Eyes have not seen." I think that was Paul again. "And ears have not heard. The things that God has stored up for us who love him." He has so much blessing. We forsake a lot of it and we blame God, but no, God is not to blame. He's there to bless. He wants to bless, but he's a holy God. He created us for fellowship for him. Fellowship with him. He wants us close so he can walk and talk with us again. And I know we don't always all believe the story of Adam and Eve, but just think of it. In those days, God came down into the Garden of Eden. And he walked and he talked with Adam and Eve. Fellowship with them. He loved them so much, but we're often unfaithful and unbelieving. We're so full of cares and woes, sometimes we forget that he really is there for us. Therefore, in Hebrews 4, For, therefore, since we have a high priest, that high priest Jesus Christ, who is passed into the heavens, and he acts on our behalf, he said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith, our Christian attitude, guided by Jesus Christ. The apostles then suffered and died also. Jesus Christ died, suffered, crucified, rose again. Being a believer in Jesus, being redeemed by his precious blood, with the hope of eternal life, we have 24 hours a day access to the throne of grace. We have the Holy Spirit within us. And our great high priest, being both man and God, I was here on earth some 33 years. He felt our pain, our anguish, our anger, our sorrow, tiredness, grief, our loneliness, and endured temptations. You remember after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the enemy then came to him and tempted him. He knew how hungry he was. He said, turn the stones into bread and eat. But Jesus said, no. There's more than eating. There's more than bread. The word of God matters. Keeping the word of God matters. So with all the temptations, with all the trials and tribulations, he was without sin because he was holy and he was also God. And so the word says, let us come confidently to the throne of grace so that we can receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We just our song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, all our griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. So much peace eludes us, so much unnecessary pain we bear, because we forget to take everything to God in prayer. We wonder where God is in all our trials. He's right there. He seems so far away when we're in distress. Remember, he sees and knows all about us. Nothing is hidden from him. When trials and tribulations come, and come they will, let us not be discouraged. Take everything to God in prayer, however simple, however hard, however sensitive, take it to Him in prayer. He's our burden bearer, and He never gets tired. He will take us through the storms, through the fires, through the floods of our lives, with love and care. Just imagine, just know that he is there. And knowing that makes all the difference. It brings so much comfort. When we remember, when we say to ourselves, Jesus is here, he'll walk with me. We're still standing here, we've been through so much. He has brought us through. In his arms, this song says, he'll take and shield us. We will find a solace there. We will find comfort in his presence. And when we think we are doing the right things and caring about others and we find ourselves in struggle, disaster, various sicknesses, remember the story of Job and all that he went through. But he did not curse God. He did not reject God. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know he's alive. I know he's there for me. I know he cares. I know he watches over me. I know he'll take me through. So we have a high priest who takes away all our sins through the cleansing of his precious blood. And he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Remember that when we're going through things. These are the words of Jesus. God does not lie. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. He said, I am with you until the end of the age. That's the promise we have in him as believers in Christ, as worshippers of the Most High God. He is with us. And those who are blessed with all forms of prosperity, and those who lack all kinds of things, remember equally that our Heavenly Father loves a giving heart, one of justice, one of righteousness. Remember to give God thanks and praise in every situation, all the days of our lives. And remember these words of the song, it is in giving that we receive, in dying that we're born to eternal life. So be strong, be of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, he is with you. Be strong, be courageous, hold fast to his unchanging hands. He's there. He's there. Blessed be his holy name. I won't tire you anymore. So we'll stop there and we give him thanks and praise. Father, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, for your words. Heal our hearts, O God. Heal our attitudes, O God. Heal our mentalities. Fill our hearts with love, with a sense of justice and righteousness, and with a love for you and a desire to grow closer to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.